Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 14th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook discovered and fixed a bug in its API September 25th, which it says existed for 12 days before that, that could have allowed apps approved to access photos from a user's timeline to also access, without approval, Facebook Stories, Marketplace Photos, and photos uploaded but not shared. Facebook will provide a tool to developers to check and see if they in fact received photos they shouldn't have and to delete those photos. The bug could have affected up to 5.6 million users. Qualcomm expanded its request to ban iPhones for patent violations to include the iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR models. Apple claims the patents at issue only apply to iOS 11, and all currently sold iPhones have iOS 12. Friday, Apple told Reuters it will still update software in China to work around Qualcomm's patents. Recode sources say Facebook is in talks with pay TV services like HBO, Showtime, and Stars to sell their streaming services as add-ons to Facebook Watch, similar to the way Amazon sells them as add-ons to Prime Video. Facebook reportedly hopes to launch the option in the first half of 2019. IMAX notified shareholders Thursday it will close down its three remaining VR centers in Los Angeles, Bangkok, and Toronto and write off VR content investments. The IMAX VR Center pilot program was a test to see which approach to location-based VR entertainment centers would work. Signal announced it will not be able to fulfill requests from Australian law enforcement for access to encrypted communications. Australia's access and assistance law now requires companies to provide access to such communications if law enforcement gets a warrant. Signal's Joshua Lund wrote in a blog post, "The end-to-end encrypted contents of every message and voice video call are protected by keys that are entirely inaccessible to us." Apple is phasing out its Music Connect service. It allowed artists to post updates to fans who followed them. Apple Music Connect content is being removed from the For You section and artist pages in Apple Music. Posts will be removed from search in May. Apple Music users can still follow each other and share play activity. Deutsche Telekom announced it would review its vendor strategy regarding Huawei providing equipment for 5G services. Huawei currently provides equipment along with Ericsson, Nokia, and Cisco. Orange announced it will not use Huawei to build its 5G network in France and will work with Ericsson and Nokia instead. Tumblr's app has returned to the Apple App Store after being pulled in November. Child abuse material got through Tumblr's filters, causing the disappearance. Tumblr announced it will no longer allow adult content on the site starting December 17th. Google's Family Link app for parental control on Android phones now works on Chromebooks. Parents can whitelist apps and websites, set screen time limits, remotely lock devices, and monitor usage. Blizzard announced it's canceling its Heroes of the Storm esports events. It also announced it will move some developers from Heroes of the Storm to other projects. And finally, Discord announced it will open its game store for all developers in 2019. Developers will keep 90% of the revenue from sales on Discord. Epic Games launched its own game store this month, promising 88% revenue for developers. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.